Peter, welcome to California.
Thank you.
You brought some nice weather back from England, thank goodness. I mean, I was beginning to wonder whether we'd ever get summer.
Yeah, I thought after the last couple of weeks, you lads deserved it.
So. So you've been sound checking out, is everything great?
Yeah, it sounds good, it sounds all right. It's a bit wacky because the others aren't here, but you can't win them all.
Well, you've got to wait for all the others to play before you guys go on. You're going on around sunset?
Well, no, I meant the rest of the band.
Oh, the rest of the band? They're not here either.
No, I'm on meal.
You're
all
on meal. So, what's been happening since we last spoke? It's quite a while since.
Well, I mean, we did the new LP.
You got the new album,
Technically. And we've just been doing a couple of tours. We've only done Brazil. We did a little bit in England, and then we did this one. That's
I'll tell you what, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back and talk some more about the new album and get new order music.
I look forward to that.
91X.
91X, then.
Try to kill me.
Somebody just turned the gas on the stove in the Winnebago here and trying to kill us all off before the... So, Peter, welcome back to Southern California. This is the first date of another tour for you guys.
No, second, actually, mate.
A second tour?
Excuse me.
And then you're going back to Irvine again.
Yeah, tomorrow, yeah.
So, how was last night?
It was good. Well, that was the second gig last night. The first one was San Francisco, and we were a bit ropey. 5 weeks off.
Bit ropey.
Take its toll on you, so we were a lot better last night.
There was one song that actually I wanted to put across to people listening over here. On your 12-inch Round and Round, you have that a song called Best and Marsh, which is quite a neat instrumental tune, as a matter of fact. And people over here aren't aware of who Best and Marsh are or what. And we should explain. George Best and Rodney Marsh were a couple of great soccer players, but take it from there.
Classic soccer players, weren't they? They were like...
Oh, George Best was was he ever?
Well, I mean, he still is. He's still a hero for everybody, isn't he?
Oh, so, is he still like womanizing it?
No, he's very quiet.
He's given that up.
He's the Lou Reed of football, isn't he? George Best.
So what was that? That's a theme to a...
Yeah, it was Tony Wilson who runs a record company. He did a TV show where George Best and Rodney Marsh looked back on old football compared to new football. And they did like goalkeepers, centre forwards, best goals, you know, best soccer violence, you know, the usual things.
Speaking of which.
And Tony wanted a soundtrack for it. He wanted a theme tune, so he picked that one because he likes it. So Bernard thought it was a good excuse to leave the vocals off, so there you go.
Seems a lot of people like to pick up your tunes and use them. I mean, quite often you'll be watching Entertainment Tonight or something and they'll play a collage of pictures and boom, there you'll hear something like Thieves Like Us or Blue Monday.
It's weird though because it's like, it's always sport. And, like, with the most unsporty bunch you could ever meet in your life.
I can imagine, what kind of sports do you guys play?
We don't want to sleeping.
Yeah. So that must be a good feeling, though. I mean, because, you know, to be watching a TV show or something and then all of a sudden, hey, that's my music there.
It's a nice compliment because it's like, it's music-based as opposed to, like, vocal-based, because most music, songs, etc. are all usually vocal-based. It's nice that someone will just pick off a piece of music for its emotion, you know, without using a vocal for its emotion or something like that, which is the direct thing. So it is nice. I'm always flattered by it.
How you getting on with John Rutten?
I only met him last night. He's great. Dead funny. He's got 1,000 stories. It's like talking to your grandma.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to try and drag him down here a little bit
should
later.
Do. He's great.
He's quite...
Oh,
this is not John Denver. So let's get to some music here. And I left it up to Peter, of course, being this is your band here. Why don't we pick a little...
Well, we're going to do All Day Long now because I'm trying to remember the bass riff so I can play it.
This hold some special significance for you, or you just want
to
relearn the bass?
No, I tried to play it last night and I couldn't remember the bass riff, so I'm looking forward to hearing it.
So listen to this one closely. Peter, you want to take it away? 91X.
Off we go. He's got the early chart show.
Let's do Blue Monday 1988.
All right.
Has he got it lined up there? I bet he hasn't, so Peter, we should talk a little bit before we do.
What would you like to talk about,
well,
mate?
I mean, Blue Monday for you guys.
Blue Monday.
A major hit back in early 80s.
Yep. That's when everybody thought the band was called Blue Monday. And the song was called New Order.
New Order by Blue Monday. But Quincy Jones... What was the story about remixing it?
Well, I mean, what it was because Substance went down so well, Quest and Quincy wanted to release Blue Monday again because they felt that was like the next obvious single off it or whatever. And we were so sick of it, we said, well, you know, we don't want to do it because it's just like, oh, every time you hear it, it's just like, you want to crawl under the table. So he was really insistent about it, so we said, all right, we'll do your deal. If you remix it, we'll do some overdubs. Then we'll do it again. So he said, yeah. So we thought that was pretty fair.
How was Quincy to work
with? Well, we didn't actually work with him. He was on one side. He was on one side, and you know, we were on the other, so we didn't actually work together on it, but we like, he'd phone you up and he'd play it and he'd send you a tape and say, what do you think? And the weird thing about it was that I thought that it didn't sound that different, which is a pretty good compliment, I suppose. But it was nice.
There's a lot of extra stuff in that record. Did you guys have to go and lay down some
Days with the overdubs and stuff, you know, just messing about, really. A lot of effects and things like that.
So. Why don't we listen to some of those effects right now? Blue Monday, 88, 91X. Sound like Blue Monday 88?
No, it sounded more interesting.
Blue Monday, 88, on 91X. Blue Monday, 88 on 91X. Our engineer today, we've got to stretch it. Yeah. He's only got to turn around, grab the CD out of the rack, and put it in the machine, and here we go. Yeah. Now, you learned the bass line to that one, didn't you, Peter?
Yeah, I know that one very well, actually. Stole it off Ennio Morricone.
What year did you actually record that one in?
81. 81, yeah.
81?
Doesn't time fly.
Isn't that a record holder in England for... Because it was originally only released in 12-inch.
Still in 12-inch, yeah. Still is.
The original version?
Yeah, the original. Yeah.
Well, here we are, 91X live at X-Fest 2. And, Peter, while you're with me, we got these survival guides for people coming to the show today. And it's like
hard day.
So, I tell you what, why don't you give them the bad news, and then I'll give them the good news. You can tell them what they can't bring.
Well, you can't bring in your mother, your father, anyone who's in misery. Bottle cans, containers larger than half a gallon. Thermoses, cameras, tape recording devices. Video equipment, banners, noisemakers, weapons. Oh.
Yeah, we don't need
I wonder that. Why you can't bring them in. Alcohol, drugs, illegal or other controlled substances. Coolers, backpacks, and lounge chairs. We're not having anybody lounging.
No, absolutely not. All on your feet this afternoon. But what you can bring in is food in plastic sacks, water spray bottles, because you're going to need them to stay cool today. Plastic containers, half a gallon or smaller, and suggest a bit later on, of course, when the sun goes down and the water takes the stage, it's going to turn maybe a little chilly, so you might want to bring something to wear. And, of course, during the day, bring plenty of sunscreen. And, Peter, thanks for stopping by. And
you're welcome, mate. It's a pleasure.
We tried to poison you out with the gas thing in here, but...
maybe next time.
We'll continue with the Block Party Weekend in just a minute with a block of the Eurythmics on